This is Deirdre Nealon, the editor of Upstate's literary journal, The Healing Muse. Today I'm bringing you two poems. One is written by a doctor, a family practitioner, and one is written by a nurse practitioner. Each of them gives us a little insight into what it means to be both physician and patient. Cynthia Carmichael is the physician. She was born in Miami, and this poem comes from her experience in the South, although she's now practicing medicine in Northern California. This is called Calling on Lula May. Dr. Carmichael had a practice with people who are underserved. Calling on Lula May by Cynthia Carmichael. Lula May was a big woman and fond of snuff. The Maxwell House spittoon, an extension of her body, accompanied her to the doctor. Near the end, house calls were of necessity. The doctor found it a challenge to locate her tiny abode at the edge of the Everglades, where weeds and smelly skunk vine swallow all in their domain. Inside, the walls seemed alive, covered as they were with funeral notices. Those ancient photographs, those faces of the dead, smiled out, carried on, and kept Lula May in good company. Those and the cockroaches. There must have been hundreds. The doctor learned to perfect her technique, 3 hard punches to the sofa to send them scurrying before sitting down to listen. Love that poem where the doctor sits and talks, does a house call, and listens. The next poem is by nurse practitioner Courtney Davis, who comes from the Midwest. She talks about what it's like to come home after a double shift. Here are her thoughts. It's called I Don't Know by Courtney Davis. I don't know. When I drive home, will I walk through the door of joy or into the raw edge of disappointment? I don't know. Will my daughter's bruises heal and her pain go away, burning off like morning fog? I don't know. I don't know if I will keep my job or leave it. I don't know if I have the courage to change my life. Does anyone know, after the pit of night, what tomorrow will bring? How can I serve when all I do is scurry after the thingness, the supposed to's, or the you musts of my life? I don't know. For this day, my task is to give praise for not knowing. For this day, my task is to give praise for not knowing.